The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and in the galleries please rise for the prayer by the chaplain, the Reverend Stephen George, and please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Second Corinthians 9, verse 8 says, God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Gracious God, we come before you today, mindful of the work entrusted to us and the responsibility we bear. We ask for your abundant grace to fill our hearts and guide our deliberations and actions. May the good work we do here today be done with grace and integrity. And may your grace continue to abound in our lives so that we will abound in every good work. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Bean, Beck, Bernsgetter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nurnburn, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting, Schroer, Trent, Washington, Weber, Williams.
A quorum being present, the Senate is now in session. Madam Secretary, would you please read the journal?
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 10th day, Monday, January 27, 2025.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion by the Senator from Platt. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Platt has renewed his motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with and to approve it as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. All those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. The next order of business is introduction of guests. Senator from Stone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce some guests, please.
Please proceed.
Mr. President, to my left and your right, I'm going to ask them to stand right now if they will. All the way from Houston, Missouri, we have junior high and high school members of the Houston track team. We've got Malachi, Oliver, Miles, Kayla, and Kristen. With them, we have Coach Tottingham, Assistant Coach McKinney, and School Board Member Jeff Geddes, and I would like the Senate to make them feel welcome.
Please welcome these special guests. The order of business is introduction of guests. Next order of business is petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. I'm sorry. Okay, Senator from Saline is recognized as present. Okay. Next order of business is resolutions. Senator from Lawrence.
I have three resolutions.
Please send the resolutions forward.
Yeah, this time.
Would you care to explain any of the resolutions?
Not at this time. Thank you, though.
The resolutions will be printed in the journal. Next order of business is concurrent resolutions. Next order of business is, Senator from Cass, did you have a concurrent resolution? Okay. The senator, next order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Cass.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
No, please send the bill forward.
No explanation is necessary. Thank you.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 638, offered by Senator Bratton, an act relating to child custody.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills and no explanation is necessary.
Please send the bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 639, offered by Senator Henderson, an act relating to teacher certification.
Please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 640, offered by Senator Henderson, an act relating to student electronic personal communications device usage.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from the fourth.
I have two bills.
Please send the bills forward.
No explanation necessary.
Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 641, offered by Senator May, an act relating to intoxicating cannabinoids.
Please read the second bill. Senator from the fourth, they've indicated there's only one bill. Is that correct? All right. The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from the 11th.
I have a bill.
Please send the bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 54, a joint relation relating to property tax assessments.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Stone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills I'd like to introduce at this time.
Please send the bills forward.
No explanation is necessary.
Madam Secretary, could you please read the first bill?
Senate Bill Number 642, offered by Senator Hudson, an act relating to training requirements for school board members.
Please read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 643, offered by Senator Hudson, an act relating to the Ten Commandments in schools.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill, no explanation needed.
All right, please send the bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 644, offered by Senator Crawford, an act relating to audits of political subdivisions.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from the second.
I have a bill.
Please send the bill forward. I'm sorry, would you like to explain the bill?
No, I would not.
Madam Secretary, could you please read the bill from the senator from the second?
Senate Bill Number 645, offered by Senator Schroer, an act relating to motor vehicle inspections.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Callaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent to introduce some special guests.
Seeing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your right and my left are two very dear friends from Lincoln County, the Lincoln County Collector. Jessica Zumwalt, who, Jessica, if you want to stand up, and John, if you want to stand up, and then John Cooper. These are very dear friends. They're great helps to me in so many ways. Jessica has an incredible heart for Lincoln County and the state of Missouri. She does a great job in the county courthouse. She's a leader. Everybody loves her. Everybody knows Jessica in the county. A lot of people know John, but not like Jessica. And so very, very thankful for them. They've been huge advocates of mine. They are kind of my ears on the ground in Lincoln County. I'm very thankful for them. And they're very kind to my family also, and means a lot to us and to our family. And so I'd ask the body to make them feel welcome.
Please provide a warm welcome to these special guests. The order of business is introduction of bills. Seeing none further, the Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Will you inquire of the Secretary if there are messages from the House? And if so, I ask they be read.
All right, we've inquired of the Secretary. There are no messages from the House. So, Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. And I ask that you recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. The Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, I will be making a motion to repair to the House for a joint session for the State of the State. When we come back, I will be making an adjournment motion. All members should meet in the back of the House chamber by 2:15 p.m. To receive the State of the State address. Thank you, Mr. President.
The order of business is announcements. Senator from Lawrence.
Tomorrow, I believe, is Wednesday, if my calendar is correct, and at 7:30 a.m. in my office, we're going to have Matt Goodsell back. We're going to be taking a look at some of the scriptures and how it applies to our daily lives, and more importantly, to our work here in the Capitol. So everybody's invited to room 220 at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow.
The hearing, order of business's announcements. Hearing none further, the Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just for clarification from my prior announcement, members of the Senate are supposed to meet here in the Senate chamber at 2:15. We will then be escorted over to the House. And with that, Mr. President, I would now move that the Senate repair to the House of Representatives to receive the State of the State address from the Honorable Michael Kehoe, Governor of the State of Missouri.
You have heard the motion by the Senator from Platt. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. All those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess and repair to the House of Representatives to receive the State of the State address from the Honorable Michael Kehoe, Governor of the great state of Missouri.